İşte biz. Şimdi tarih kavimi şu yavuyu nesi sakdayla. Şimdi tarih kavimi şu yavuyu nesi sakdayla. Hu hayo ime. So, first, before we get to see what he says, who is he? Shimon HaTzadik was the leftovers, Shiori, he was the last one of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Following what we said in the times before this, if he's introduced as the continuum, as the one who, the last, the Mohicans left Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and this is the second Mishnah after the Mishnah Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, so we would assume there's an indication that there is a continuum here. Meaning that if we said Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we're giving the Shroshim, they were giving the prerequisites, we're giving the Hakdamas, and Shimon HaTzadik is going to give the continuation, something that comes next. At least what he says is more obvious to us, at least we have on the surface, we don't have to work so hard to see why these attacks are such big things. Who are you? I mean, what did he say? Al-Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed. So before we get to the particulars, what does it mean, Al-Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed? There are three things that the world stands on. The different Rishonim and Mefarshim ask the question in different forms. There are, if you want to talk about things that are important in the world, there are other important things in the world too. If you want to even talk about things that it says on them in Chazal, Bishvilim Nivra Olam, or Kol Olam is Lo Kedai Elo Bishvil Zeh, there's all lists of things that have tremendous chashivas. Mila is one of the things that it says, Vlaibisi Shemai Vots, it wouldn't be for Bris Milo, so the Torah, the world wouldn't have been created. And another way that they ask the question later on, in the end of this parak, the last mission of this parak, is a similarly worded mission with a different list. Okay. And there it has Din ala Emes v'ala Sholem. So, whatever the difference between Olam Oymei and Olam Kayam, we're getting a different list. So we're talking about a particular, an exact definition here, a stage, quality, that for that it's called Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed. And that's a different subject that we have in the later Mishnah. There are other important things, Din, Emes, and Sholem, all very important things also. So what is our subject? What is it in particular that we're talking about? So first in chat we have Lev Ben Yoina who deals with it, and he says, Ki oimeit she'omer abaseinu zal rotzoleima she'nivra ha'olam bishvilom. What was the world created for? Lipnei she'heim rotzoina kodesh bo. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom creation of the world was an act that was a product of rotzoina yisbar, he so desired. So we're asking, like a person, any time we would see a person doing something, and the more involved activity is, the more complicated activity is, you would have a bigger question to ask, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing this for? There has to be a purpose, there has to be a tachlis, there has to be something that is the source of the rotzon that makes it worthwhile to go through the efforts and means to get in this involvement. So when we talk about what are the things that Olam Oymed, we're asking first, Shenivra Olam Bishvila. Olam Kayim, simple, we'll get to that mission, we'll talk about it some more. Olam Kayim means once the world was created for whatever purpose it was created for, but to keep it rolling, right, to keep it functioning properly, so then you need the list that you have over there. Din, Mishpat, Sholim. But the list that we have over here is the things that give the world its original purpose, meaning that the world was created for this. What does it mean, a rotzon? This is explaining. The Bainshon doesn't need anything. So what was he out to get? It just means this part of it, that when the Bainshon created the world, he created the world such that the Brios can come to something of a value. and he comes to something that would be worthwhile in terms of the Rabbanit Shalom. So what is there worthwhile in the Rabbanit Shalom terms? And this is the things that Rabbanit Shalom created the world for, to give man the opportunity to be involved in such activity which the Rabbanit Shalom considers worthwhile. So we're looking at what's the basic, what's basically worthwhile in the world. So the basic things that make the world worthwhile, that makes that man involvement in such activity would be considered a activity that is the real sign of Knesset. The list that we're giving is a Torah, Avodah, Bimilas Vasodim. These are the three things. Since the soul, this mission, the mission that we repeat very often, is a mission that you hear a lot about. The ideas of Torah, Avodah, Bimilas Vasodim are all very well trodden ideas. And this mission in particular is a well trodden idea, and therefore often we miss the point. So we have to be careful here that even though things that seem similar, think, oh, I've heard that already. But since I've heard it already, so it doesn't speak to me anymore. We're going to have to try to get past that here and to learn that if we needed this Tana, we needed Shimon HaTzadik, Shari Chesed Leila, to put these things down for us, to clarify this down for us, then... Like always in Torah, there's always more to learn, and it's not as simple as it seems on the surface. But here in particularly, since we're talking about step one, actually it's maybe. If we would say the last mission was the Hagdama to the world, so this Mishnah is the Perek Rishon. That was really the Hagdama, this is the Hagdama. If you want to know what the world, what is worthwhile in this world, what's worth going after, so the Mishnah tells us there are three and only three, that's it. Pick out things of value. The whole Tayyak Mitzvah, a lot of things of value. But we're saying things here, that's what, you know, this is to clarify the question. You just mean, is there something of value? Any Mitzvah is value. All Mitzvahs are valuable. So I can just pick out three and say, well, these are the ones. These are the ones. So we're talking on a higher level. We're talking on a more basic level here. We're all Mitzvahs. And all ma'asim tovim, everything that a person will be involved in, that is of quality, will by definition fall under these three categories. We're talking about basic categories that all mitzvahs break down into. All mitzvahs, as they always say, relate to either the chizuk of one of these categories or their opposite number, to keep away from the opposite numbers. Okay? We're not talking about something of value. Other things are of value. But we're talking about things, what give those values value. The value of value. We're talking about the things that mila is a value. Why? Everything that there is a value, all mitzvahs that have value, besides, of course, on the simple idea that the Rebbeinu Shel Nasi is to stand up and down, jump up and down, that would be a value also, right? Because the Rebbeinu Shel asked us to do it. But the Rebbeinu Shel didn't ask us to jump up and down. The Rebbeinu Shel asked us to do all kinds of particular things. It means that we see that the structure of the world wasn't stam. The Rebbeinu Shel give people the opportunity to do, show allegiance by doing activities that they were ordered to do, but the activity itself has no meaning. Right? It's only just the fact that you can show your allegiance by doing what you were told to do. And the thing itself wouldn't have any intrinsic value. Here we're seeing, not that way, we're seeing that all things are of value, even mitzvahs. Even mitzvahs mila. Tremendous amount. Tzitzis, tefillin, there's a lot of things, a lot of very, very functional things. And of course they do have value because they are mitzvahs, meaning that the Rebbeinu Shalom told us to do it and therefore they are good. Okay. But here we're told that the Torah has shroshim. And there are three amudim that the whole world stands on. And everything boils back to here. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Vasodim. Question.
Isn't it more than value? Since we're more of a relationship. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's relationship to the world is Torah. The human being's relationship back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu would be that or then. The human being's relationship to other human beings would be that. So
that's true. That's very good. But we're getting it. Very. This is not a stiz, we're saying this is a continuum of what we're saying. Why three? Why not seven? What are these three basic things? Pick out a number three. He looked around and all he found was three. No. Where did three come from? All of these things that when we find, that's why you need, of course, you need a Shemana Tzaddik, you need something of this caliber, to be able to define it with absolute clarity. This is it. There's no more, there's no less. This is final, for all of times. Three is there. Okay. Why three? We're three. And we're three. Why these three? What's the basis, essence of these ideas? That all of Torah, in any action that a person does, will be measured in positive and negative value against this backup. You want to get particular? Yeah. You can get the color Torah Kula through a Muna. Spoke about it. So what do you mean? Three is one. All these three are products of one. There's a basic breakdown here of three. So the simplest approach is the idea, which is what you are saying, but first we'll say it in a more simpler form. The morale explains this, a lot of them unfortunately explain it in different places. The morale takes the idea of the Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Yonah, but he develops the idea of the Rabbeinu Yonah one step further. The Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that these things are those concepts that relate to Ritzono Yisbarach. The Rabbeinu Shem willed the world, and these are the things that relate to the Rabbeinu Shem's will. When he does it, the Rabbeinu Shem's happy. The morale brings it a little bit closer to us, and takes us one further step. And he tells us, what are we referring to? What's the subject matter of Ritzono Yisbarach? So we have an idea which is so simple in its word that it's hard to understand if I'm saying something here. That makes the Rabbeinu Shem happy is a thing called Tov. Good. And good is its end. Rabbeinu Shem made the world for good and made the world to enable man to be involved in this thing called good. Tov. The whole world stands on Tov. Where do we know that from? Take out your Chumash Bereishis. And the refrain that goes on throughout all of my separations is Kitab. Until the last day. Everything was Toiv in the world. There was only one creature created in all of the separations that it doesn't say Mufurish on him that he's Toiv. That was Adam. Chazal, the Maral brings it. Darshan, it says on the last day, we are Kol Asher Oseh in general, Vihi Toiv Ma'oid, Ma'oid is Oseh Yos Adam. So he got an honorable mention. Not only did he got a very honorable mention. He's the Ma'oid Toiv of the world. But why didn't he get like a straight pasuk like everybody else? So there was a basic difference between man and all the rest of the world. All the good that exists in everything on all the levels of the world were created that way. There's a good in everything. There's good in antelopes, there's good in envelopes, there's good in electricity. Everything that you have, there's good in. There's good in all the umris, there's good. Everything that the Rabbeinu Shem created has its element of Toiv. Except for one thing, Adam. Adam, Pasuk brings it. Adam was created. Yirom in the Ruach. What's the pasuk? Ir pera Adam yulad. Yirom in the Ruach. Man was created with a capability for Toiv, but it has to be earned. If you take man undeveloped the way he was created, he doesn't yet deserve the title of Toiv. But he has the capability of two things. Number one, not just attaining Toiv, but attaining Toiv Ma'avi, attaining the real Toiv, the highest level Toiv there is, and not only that, all of the Toiv of the world has meaning and value only in terms of man. Because Toiv of creation, created Toiv, that the Rabbeinu Shalom put into creation, into all the things that exist, where the creator, the created thing had nothing to do with that Toiv, is of no real value. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom himself was absolute Toiv before he started. This that he broke down Toiv into little particles and stashed away certain elements of Toiv into everything that exists in the world, that was a reduction. That was bringing things down. The only element of the whole world that makes any of this of any value, and not a chasar, was the fact that he created this creature called man, Adam, that was born, unquote, Ra, with the capability of Toiv, but he has to get there on his own. And when he gets there on his own, then he earns it, he regains it. That makes that he can bring back all of the Toiv that the Rebbeinu put into the world back to the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
Missing something. What's the need to have to earn?
The value of earning is a subject that we've talked about in the past, and I don't want to get into that simply because we'd like to learn the mission. And this is the idea that we discussed.
Because of that, you say that the man we created in Ra.
Right.
In order to be able to see.
That's why I put it in quotes. He wasn't bad, right? But he wasn't Toiv. In order to attain the quality of Toiv, he was given, he was put between Toiv and Ra.
He was
in neutral. And he was given the opportunity to be Boichet, being Toiv, the Ra. This is very simplistic. I mean, it's not really quite as simple as all that. But this is just to give the basic outline of what we're doing over here. We're dealing with the Shoshe Ha'olam. We're dealing with the things that, I mean, this mission is as far back as you can get, except for the mission before. And so, obviously, we're dealing with things that are very high and very fatal. Therefore, it's a little difficult to explain. We're trying to make it as clear as we can. I've tried to chart out what we're going to do over here. And it looks awfully complicated. It's really, but we'll try to keep things some level of clarity. So,
according to Rashi says, that on the second day there's no kitol because the first one was mashing the mitzvah. Right? So for that we can see what the Uriah is saying now. Fundamental, but man, now by not saying kitol on the sixth day when man is graded, shows there wasn't a shlemus. There was no shlemus, something wasn't finished. What wasn't finished is that man
finishes
his art.
Man has to finish himself. Right. All of the world was created, finished, in terms of everything except for man. Everything that was left out of the world was what man has to put into the world. Right. Metals were finished as far as the element is concerned, as far as the metal is concerned. But it's not a pen. What makes metal a pen? Man. So that was missing out of everything that can still be brought out of the Toiv in the world, was that's all through man. And that's why with the Toiv, metal was good as metal also, but it can be made better by being processed. But outside of man, all that is processed is processing out, bringing out the Toiv that intrinsically existed. The characteristics, the qualities of the elements that the world exists in the world, that the Rebbeinu put in. Man can play with them. Man can develop them, put them together, take them apart, set them up in forms that will cause all of the development that there is in the world. And this is something the Rebbeinu wants us to do. That's the Rebbeinu didn't create the world that it should remain in the undeveloped, unformed state. But he gave all of the potential there, and he gave all of the capability of bringing the potential to fruition to man. So this is what we are. We sit as the melachim of the world, with all of the covered, right, with all the responsibility. Because all of the toiv, to bring it to real toiv in the world that there exists, is in the hands of man. Okay. Step one. Step two. So what we're after here is things that are of basic value, things that are toiv in essence, and that without them the world would be missing. Okay, next step. Torah, Avoda, and Gemaras Chasadim. A simple approach here, similar to what he said, but not exact. It's first to understand that there are three types of activity that man is involved with. There are three types of activity that man is involved with. There are three areas where toiv, where good or bad, we'll try to keep positive for a while, right, that good can exist or be missing. Right. either, there are three areas where man has area of perfection, development. And these are the famous areas, Bein Olam L'Chaveiro, Bein Olam L'Mokrim, and the third one, which is sometimes not as well known, Bein Olam L'Atzmo. Man has to perfect himself and the world in three forms. How man interrelates, how man interrelates with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how man is developed in vis-a-vis himself. These three definitions of the areas of activity is all that exists. Man has no other areas of activity of that. This is it. And this is where the basic three come from. We can relate, just to complicate life a little bit, and to maybe the first glance of the relationship between this mishnah and our last mishnah. We've explained before that man has, on the first approach, when we first look at man, we see him as a tusa. He's a guf, a fish, a body, and a soul. A neshama and a guf. A neshama, which is ruchni, which is a chelek elokam imal, and a guf, which is chumri. On a second glance, we find that man is broken down on three levels. We spoke about this in the last mishnah, I believe. That's what I can say. There are three levels which man has. It's called neshama, ruach, and nefesh. Neshama, that is the chelek elokam imal. It takes its most outer form that we're more aware, most aware of in seichel, in intellect. Ruach is a middle level. That includes all of that we relate to heart, includes emotions, and it also includes the expression of man, which is called dibur. This is ruach. And the lowest level is guf, nefesh, which that relates to all of the physicality of man. These three forms, areas of relationship that we have, corresponds to these three. This is first on a simple approach. We'll start from the bottom up. Goof. Goof, we'll use ourselves around this word. He says, my gashmius may be a problem for my rukness, but your gashmius is my rukness. What is the height of the use of all of the physical things and needs that there are in man? The place where it comes out in its greatest value is in chesed. In the omen of Gemilas Pasodim, all of the needs, physical needs, simple needs, and the maisim of chesed that there are, relate first and foremost, in its most basic form, to serving the needs of fellow man. There is an idea of there's an idea of doing chesed with yourself also. We have to take care of our own goof also. Our neshama, our higher element, has to recognize and value the fine service that our goof does for us and take care of it. It's one of the responsibilities of the neshama, and it's chesed. There's a pasuk. It says, goyim l'nasha ish chesed. Ish chesed is goyim l'nasha. Feed the goof, bathe the goof, and put it to bed. Take care of all of its needs. But this is an extension of the basic idea of chesed, which first and foremost takes place by other people. Avoida, the omud of avoida, is that omud which relates between Bein Olam L'Mokrim. And this is the highest. Man relates, obviously, to the Ribbono Shel Olam first and foremost from that aspect of the neshama, which is a chelek elokam imal. The neshama, which directly relates to liberation to that degree, that this expression of chidukha l'kav and ra'al, that's a chidukha liberation, that's where we have the intimate and the closest form of relationship. Through the seichel, through the avodah, man can come to serve the liberation of Ovid Hashem, to relate back up all of the lower levels, and through that all of the rest of the world that is around him, and bring it back to the Rebbeinu, bring it back to the service of the Rebbeinu. So the highest level of man, the Neshama, this is first and foremost relates to the idea of the Rebbeinu. The middle level is the Ben Olam La'atzma. Where did that come from? How did two turn into three? And why is Torah? Torah is the omer that relates to Ben Olam La'atzma. So first on a simple level, okay, Ben Olam La'atzma, Torah is that thing which can bend the scale in one direction or the other. What does that mean? A person has three parts to him, which were a product of two parts. Man has a part which is more the Rabbeinu Shem than man. The Neshama is closer to a Dover Ruchni, as a Chilip Kalamal, so it's more, it's higher level than the essence of man. We're talking about the Neshama as itself. The group as itself is a behemoth, a developed behemoth, a very sophisticated behemoth. We're talking about the goof on its own, without the connection with the neshama and the seichel, higher levels of man, is an animal. This is called nefesh habehamis. All of the physical drives and activities of man are shaveh, are equivalent between man and animals, only in a more developed form. Man was put into the world to take these two koyachos together, and he has a prayer. He can go one way or the other. There's a meaning point. Man is the creation that puts both of them together. There's a meaning point, and it can go one way or the other. That meaning point is the lay. That meaning point is the ruach. It's between. It's related to the guf. It's an extension of the neshama. It's one between the other. And that's where the balance can be bent. On the one hand, man is a neshama. On the other hand, man is a guf, is a behemoth. The koyachas ha-nefesh, the ruach, the koyach ha-dibur, ha-chayim v'amomos pelad ha-loshim. This is the fulcrum where either a person can bring down the neshama into the guf and make the guf part and parcel of the neshama, and then it becomes inclusive the guf as a chayit ha-kavimah. Or, chas v'sholom, the other way, he can go after the desires of the guf to the degree that afterwards he refers to these desires as the desires of the heart. The heart's desires. The heart's desires. Guf desires. No, something's out of whack. Right? If your heart desires are ready, then you're better watch it. That's the three areas. Torah is the essence of the energy of man that gives man the capability of winning this balancing act. Torah is the energizing of man, it's the hashlom of man. Torah is that koyach that makes man a man, meaning the quality of man, and not a system of sophisticated. For this reason, two things we have now. The first Mishnah, which we said was a Havdalah Kedush Mishnah, was all expressed in terms of Torah. all of the three aspects that we discussed in the first Mishnah were all expressed in terms of Torah. This Mishnah, there's a change in order than the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah was in the normal order of things. As we explained, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, going from the top down. This Mishnah, there's a change. Torah and Avodah, Nes Kosodin, Avodah, if we'll talk about Machshava, Dibor, Maaseh, so there's a change. Instead of being on the three levels, Machshava, Dibor, Maaseh, which we would expect, so it should have been Avodah, Torah, Nes Kosodin, find a change between the second, the first and the second. Torah is put first. Torah, Avodah, Nes Kosodin. First, Dibor, first, Ruach, then, Avoida, Shana, and only at the third is Minasasad. Why the change? This is because the Shayrish of all, there's a Seder here. The Shayrish that we had in the last mission, and even in within the three Amudim, there's a Seder. All of the quality of Avoida and Minasasad, for it to be of that of man quality of Odom, the Ma'oid, the Toiv Ma'oid, the Odom, that source Odom, which is the value of the world, the Toiv of the world, it has to come from the Perech of Toiv. So the source of all Torah, even all three Amudim, is Torah. Torah comes first, and that's the essence of man. The quality that enables that, Chelek of the Neshama, we didn't create the Neshama. All of the qualities that there are in the Neshama, we can't take credit for. All that's, in a way, would go into the Torah of the creation of, when we said before, man was Torah and Ra. One form of understanding, but it's only in a borrowed term. Right? In relative term, the neshama is relatively toiv, the guf is relatively ra, and Adam, which is mainly the kayach haruach, which that's the level of Adam himself, is between these two. You can go one way or the other. Either you can take the kayach hanefesh, will overcome the heart, and his heart's desires will go up the ladder and use the brain to figure out how he can go about getting his heart's desires. So the seichel, the neshama itself, becomes a shimush in the desires of the heart, which have their source in the guf. Or, the other way. You can go that the neshama could teach the light, yadata ha-yoyin, v'shavoyis of the lezechel, from yidir of the moyach to the hashava to the kechas and nefesh of the light. And once you have the heart and the brain together working, then the guf goes along and his nichna follows and is the vehicle for the neshama. And the neshama can't do any mitzvah. There's not one mitzvah in the world that the neshama can do. Says like a Kabbalah can do mitzvahs. The only way a neshama can accomplish its own command is only through the fine services of the guf. That koyach, which enables this balance, is Torah. And this is the basic idea, the source idea, which is expressed in our tradition. Man was created, this is the Rav in the Urav. What's Pshat in the Urav? It says that the Yetzer Hara, a person is born with. The Toiv of Adam comes later, develops slowly. Right? What is that? What does it mean in practical terms? Here the Gemara explains. That Rav, in quotes, that is the beginnings of man, not the essence of man, but that's the difference between us and Christianity. This is something that maybe we have to put it in brackets. Maybe just make this clear. Christianity sees man be'etzem is ra, sees the guf be'etzem is ra. We don't. We see it as something that has, on its own, more of a potential to go in that direction. And we see it as, in a stage, the guf as something that starts off. Barosu Yetzirah comes before the Yetzirah. But in proper form, when man is functioning properly, and the neshama is using the guf for avodas Hashem, then the guf is tohor v'toyv, just like the neshama. It's just a continuum on a lower level. We can only talk about higher levels and lower levels, but we don't talk about that. But if chas v'sholem, the guf would turn around and take over first the heart and then the neshama is also ra. And the seichel that's used for driving the person to figure out very ingenious ways of attaining whatever those koyachos drives that he has, or the desires of his heart, which really have a source in the guru. So the whole process is karma. So we only say that as rather than be'etzim, so that's the difference. They see it as be'etzim, we see it only as there's a process here. You start off on the left foot. Man starts off on the left foot. But that's only to give it, otherwise we wouldn't have a chance. It wouldn't really be b'chir. If the neshama would start off right away, neshama's fourth much more powerful than the guf. This is a piece of dirt, this is a neshama. The guf wouldn't stand a chance. Sakakol. Who's stronger? So they have to give all the advantages to the guf in order for it to be a balance. And the neshama is working with emes. The guf can only give you sheker. It's not a very good, they don't have much to work with. So we have to give all the advantages to the guf to make b'chira. But not the etzim mitzvah. It's only that we're given that form in order for creation of b'chira. But in the matzah of b'chira toiv, v'shteitzach, everything is kodesh v'tov. That's in quotes. That's in brackets. Just a side point. Just there shouldn't be a misconception. So Torah, therefore, is put first in this Mishnah, and everything that we had in the first Mishnah was described in terms of Torah. Because, as we said, that was the Achik Nesuz HaGdayla. When we're going from Torah Shev Ksav to Torah Shev HaPeh, but now everything would be dependent not on coming down from the burning from an open revelation, but man's own development of the Torah itself. Torah Shev HaPeh. And all of the revelation that there was in Torah Shev Ksav of the Divine Hashem now has to come through our mouth. Now has to come through man. How can man say Divine Hashem? What does it mean, I say Torah? A person says a Kaddish in Torah. So there's a story, I mentioned it once. Gemara says that there was a machlokes between them and they met Eliyahu and Navi. What do you say? She says, Allah is a B'ni Chachomim. Chalim a B'ni, that's the B'ni, what's the B'ni Shem saying up in Yeshiva Shamayla? Allah is a B'ni Chachomim. Chalim a B'ni Chachomim. Because once the Dvar Hashem is given to Torah Shabbat Peh, in the form of Torah Shabbat Peh, that is the Torah. The Omar Abaye is part of Torah. It's not an introduction to Torah. Omar Abaye is part of Torah. Weird isn't it? Impossible to understand. What does it mean? Omar Abaye in that story. Torah is Dvar Hashem. So here we say Omar Abaye means that it was the words of Abaye, and we're saying this is Dvar Hashem. Is it Dvar Hashem? Is it Omar Abaye? This is the ma'oi toiv of man, that the etzem man in the Banishon Yisrael, the Raisa, Kuchibrichu Chazma. Torah is this connecting point that brings out the Chedot of Chazma out and makes the Dibur of man, Dvar Hashem. All of these things are a little high, a little difficult, but I'm trying to keep them as basic as we can because what can we do? This mission is a very basic. And a very, if no other Torahs will come out of this year, just that we realize the things that we knew, I knew this 40 years ago, I heard this thing, and then we found, no, it's not so simple. Things there's more, I mean, I don't understand exactly, but Torah is not so simple, so that Zagam Yeshoi. They realize that Torah, even on the most basic and simplest ideas, okay, the Mamakim that there are in every word of the Mishnah, every word of the Torah in different way. The Shteitzach, we have no chutzpah has shown to say that this is what we're saying is the understanding of the mission. Missions are much bigger than us, and everything that we understand, and certainly everything what we say, is only a scratch on the surface to have a little inkling that we can also give a peek in to see what the player has in its store. There's one thing that's totally meters of din. That's the watch. Every 60 minutes, an hour goes by. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You're doing the best thing in the world. Right? Unless your name is Yeshua Ben Nun. Shem, which we give him doing. Sorry. Haven't finished this war. Stop. But besides him, nobody else is able to stop the watch. What can I do? What can I do? So these are the three areas. Where does it come from? It comes into the essence of man, that man is half neshama and half guf. And the essence of man is not neshama plus guf. The essence of man is that combines within it neshama and guf. I can prove it. We say in the morning, Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tahirahi. Who's neshama shenasata bi? Who's bi? The neshama that you put in me, who's me, the guf? We're talking about neshama, we refer to me as the guf. I'm not the goof. The goof is... What is a goof? I'm a goof. The neshama is something from the outside and I'm the goof. That's for sure. So what does it mean of the kind? The neshama should have to be. This is... Tefillah is also one of the things that Dibur. Kirch is a Dibur's expression. This is Odom speaking. Odom is that contains a goof and a neshama. Just like he has within him a neshama. He has within him a goof. He's made up of the goof and Hashem, and he is the other. The goof, he said, Hashem Yotzer. He spoke about the goof there. Hashem Yotzer is the other, the Chochma. Man was created with Chochma, the goof. He has that. And the kindness of the Torah. Those are the two Chalokim that man expresses his thanks for his goof and thanks for his Hashem. Man is a combination of both. Torah is the basic koyach. That's Torah is Chayim, that is the koyach of man, that connects man in its very essence, and that it brings kuchibrichu yisrael chadu, that it brings it and makes a continuum between Bayer and Diver, that makes brings man back to the Rabbani Shalom, is the koyach of Torah. The koyach of Torah relates to the essence of man. That's been on the Atzma. The perfection of man. Agav, since we already mentioned it, we can clarify now a question that bothers many people. What's the importance of learning all kinds of areas of Torah that are not so negative? Have a shir, I'm going to come convey it in the Torah. Convey it in the Torah, when I come down to learn about Mitzvah. I'm not going to take any Pekdainas, I'm not going to give anybody any Pekdainas. So I said, no, I want to just learn Shabbos. That's going to be a lot of my time. I'm not a Dayan in Bokashim, you don't very nice to know, I can't it. And so forth. So a person can sometimes lose understanding, lose sight. What's all this Torah? What's the importance of Torah? Can we do the Torah? What's its importance? Dominating, he understands. Chesed, he understands. But what does Torah do for me? So we sometimes make the mistake of thinking that Torah is only a hechatimsa. If I want to know how to daven properly, I want to know how to say brachas, I have to learn brachas. If I want to know how to keep Shabbos, I learn Shabbos. If I want to know how to give tzedakah, so I learn tzedakah with tzedakah. So Benon Lechaber, Benon Lechaber, the Torah is just a rule book to teach you how properly to do it. This is a terrible mistake. So then we have to always be careful. The reverse is the truth. That's making Torah only a clue, only a hechatimsa to come to the other two. The reverse is the truth. The crown, the one that comes first, the first thing that we have of the Gimel HaMudin, there are Gimel HaMudin. But the crown of the Gimel HaMudin is the Chesed Torah. Because all the others only have their fruition and their expression from the Koyach of Torah. But the Koyach of Torah is the thing itself. Man was made imperfect, and he was given the possibility of going one direction to the other. Perosi Yitzhara, Perosi Yitzhara Tav. Those are the two choices. That's basic fear. Basic fear is, I'm going to go it on my own. You finish, you don't have a chance. You weren't created that way. We'll bring down the Gemara in a little longer form. Moshel, the Gemara of Kedushin, Achlamar Bey, says like this. Moshel, the Madar Deimer, the Melech, Shehika is Benoi Maka Av. He hit him a terrible wound. Someone over a tear. He put on a magic bandage. He told him. So as long as this bandage is on, you can eat what you want, you can drink what you want, you can bathe in cold or hot. And you'll be alright. But if you take off that bandage, nothing's going to happen. You're finished. Kach. Who gave them Yitzhak? They made it. They were born that way. Every person has a Yitzhak. Where do you get it from? That was the first birthday present. First thing a person does is he receives a Yitzhak, birthday present. Right about the time when the doctor's giving the patch. The Yitzhak joins him. He's found a trip to this world. What do you mean? You gave it. You're right. The relationship's right. Yeah, it's alright, I made it. That's not your problem. I gave you that wound. But I also put a T on it. You know what you were doing the 9 months in there? They taught him prayer. The 9 months before, the teaching prayer. That means prepare a man that he can re-overcome the Yitzhak. Torah is that Koyach which perfects man and gives him the capability that if he's with Torah, so he can eat what he wants, he can make what he wants, he'll do fine. But without it, you want to have the omuz of chesed on its own, it's a horrible plot. You want to have the omuz of the avoda on its own, the yitzhar will be just for it. There's a little to the left there, he'll end up in a rear zor. A little mistake. He'll end up in a rear zor. In order that there should be of any value, that should be, I suppose, all of them would have become Torah. Torah is a double be'etzah. Just like a person has Ramach Avor and Shasa Gidi, the Torah has correspondingly the mitzvahs, that's the mitzvahs. Torah and man are made exactly parallel to the other. Every aspect of man has an aspect of Torah in a parallel direction. That brings man back to the Rabbani Shalom. Brings it all, makes it one. You have the Rabbani Shalom, you have man in the middle, you have Torah. When you have Torah in the middle, then you have the other two subjects. If I have Torah, then I can relate to Rabbani Shalom, and then I'm a man and I can relate to man. An animal can't relate to man. First, I have to be an Adam. The Koyach that makes a person an Adam, that he's a Bar Hochi, both to relate to Rabbani Shalom. Who can die? Animals can't die. They have a different form of that, but what we call that, Tvila, real Tvila, that's much after Adam. Right. And chesed also. You have to be free to talk to Zayin HaMesh. It's the same Yiddish. Free to talk to Zayin HaMesh. The etzim koyach that gives a person the quality, the capability of being an Adam, that energizes and brings out the quality of man as man, that's Torah. That's where it comes first. Once you're there, we go on to the other areas. So, we'll just make one last point that will just be another idea, which will be a beginning of the discussion for next week. We're going to relate this Mishnah back to the first Mishnah and show the relationship. Now, for sure, this is a well-known this idea that these three amudim, since this is the shoshim of the world, were also the shoshim of Klai Yisrael. And the three obos correspond directly to these three amudim. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, something it says in Chazal. Avram was the Amud of Chesed. All his Avodas Hashem was based on the Chassid Orphan. Chesed, too. Yitzhak is the Amud of HaAvodah. He himself was the only person in the world who ever attained the quality of being an Oyla himself in Amish, in the simplest form. And that it should be allowed. Anybody else ever tried it was over the Zohar. The person who put the face their kids on his bed, the Baal, tried to copy over the Zohar. They wouldn't give up to that. The only person who ever was himself, and that's me, was his very essence, was cold, cool, and a korban. That was Yisrael. He was the Omnah. And Yaakov Yishtam Yeshav HaHolim, he was the Omnah Torah. He tells the Yetzer Hara, Esav, was in love and garden. You're right. I'm living this world. I will tell you, it's a shemite. So you remember that? I got it to you. You're here, and we know 400 people. But tell you, it's Tainitzis is Torah. Tainitzis Shemarati, Torah. We'll deal with your phone if ever. Yetzirah comes in Germany. Yetzirah. It's all powerful. Yes. But without the idea, it doesn't help. You can not eat, yes, eat this, even though that, even though these true thoughts, those true thoughts. Yeah. Never Zochim is Xil. No other choice. Zochim is all the choice. Xil. Yeah. Because the XM is only selling chicken. And what could be more foolish than that? And what's the truth of Hesheker? Tite Emes Leyakov. Torah is the Mahus HaEmes. Torah is the Omud HaEmes. Emes is the antidote to Hesheker. Can't be more simple than that. Right? The Yetzer Hara is the Omud HaSheker. And the direct requirement that there's no, all the other approaches are side issues. But the direct antidote. Emes, Sheker, Torah, Yetzirah. Man can either do Ritzon Shemayim or fail in fear. Either live according to that he was created for, like it says, you have a choice. If you want, I'll give you a choice, free choice. If you want, you can live and have everything good. If you want, you can jump off a roof, but before you do it, you'll be tortured. Take it, free choice. That's a choice. That's a choice. The answer is Emes and Sheker. There's a Yetzer Hara with the Koyach HaSheker coming and make you Mesupit that maybe, you know what I should take more. Maybe that's what I should take. U'becharta b'chayim, Rashi says, Moshel the Melech, and he had a Ben Chovet, and he takes his son by the hand, says, when it comes time to spread up the Yerusha, take this one. This is the good one. So too, the Ben Shem takes us. He says, it's Chaim and Moses. But please, Christ, please say, here it is. Bechai to Bechai. I know you can't tell, it's difficult. It's very difficult to know. What would you prefer, Chaim and Moses? Here, I'm telling you, please, trust me. Bechai to Bechai. Choose. The answer is, the whole business is just Shed your necks. Torah, that's the MS class. Titan MS Yaakov, that's the Omud of Omud HaTorah, that was Yaakov Avinu. And he is the Omud HaTorah. That's why he's called, Chazal, it's called the Bechir HaOvis. Chutam Shulu Shlevehim. It's like he has the Koyach of the other two put together. He's the one who includes within him all three. He's the Chutam Shulu, that means that he has all three. A thin strand by itself, it's a nice thing, but it could be broken. Two, three, once you have three twine, that's very strong. When you have Torah, it started building up, so it went from Chesed, built up to Voida, built up to Torah. Torah is the highest value, Torah is the greatest quality, it's the Kesel class. So that, the Emes itself is the refuah of all the Machas HaYetzer in all of its forms, and it is the essence of the connection between man and the Ramesh, and add Kedari that we say, which is beautiful, that I said, it's not